Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're blitzing in 30 minutes. Craig Hoffman on the Redskins, Chelsea James on the Nationals. Eric Fetty shut down for the season.
Oh,
worried about that.
That's scary.
Nats are saying he'll be okay for spring training, but he's had Tommy John once, and anytime I hear flexor, I just assume the worst.
Your forearm, your tricep, you hear words like flexor. You know more about flexors than you should with Nationals pitching. Hope Fetty is A-okay. Velocity dip was the indicator.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, 5 days from Redskins Eagles. Big question all of a sudden. And this is fairly staggering development because the offense has been the strength of the team. The passing game has been the single biggest reason why the Redskins made the playoffs and almost made the playoffs in the last 2 years, respectively. And the preseason, which you can't take a lot out of, showed that the defense looks like it's much improved with or without Sua Cravens on the field. And that the offense is the one that we're talking more about and a little bit worried about. We had Kirk Cousins on the show at 11, asked him what has to happen for a quick start. We're asking you the same question. What is your confidence in this group that they come out and look like they did last year, look the part, move the ball up and down the field on Sunday against the Eagles? They weren't able to do that in the preseason. Craig is in Manassas. What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Man, finally, it's football season, the real season.
Yes.
So I was actually saying to the guy that, you know, as the person I'm more scared of as an Eagles fan is Jordan Reed. He terrifies me every game that we go against you guys. He's just unstoppable. I'm not really scared about the run game, as you guys were mentioning. Our D-line, you know, I think it'll carry us. The receivers, I know Pryor, he didn't look too sharp, but I don't think he's going to live up to that Browns production. Doxson, if he even plays. But Jordan Reed, he always tears us apart every game.
Thank you very much for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. It's Craig in Manassas. And I want to thank Craig, as an Eagles fan, for calling in, because you and I are here 5 days away from the start of the season, soliciting phone calls on a sports talk radio program in the seventh biggest market in the country. And we've asked Redskins fans about an offense that right now is a major question, with huge names like Cousins and Pryor and Doxson and Reed and Crowder. And the one person who called in to talk to us is an Eagles fan.
Catch the excitement!
Why he is so concerned about this matchup. So thank God for Eagles fans in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, I don't know how we'd stay afloat as a radio station.
Well, doing the show here in Philadelphia for all these years, we're big in Westchester. We need to pick up our deals, of course, at
the
in Pottstown.
95.7. What is it in Philly? I don't even know.
97.5.
WIP. 95.7. 97.5, the Fan, home of Grant and Danny. Maybe next week someone will call in from Los Angeles to help us break down Redskins-Rams.
Any Giants fans in the house? We can start talking about that matchup. We'll preview it.
Tell you what, let's actually just preview the Eagles game this Sunday. I'd rather do that anyway.
From the Eagles' perspective?
Yeah. The Eagles wrapped up their preseason with the Jets, so they got the Redskins this weekend. How do we feel about our Eagles taking on the Redskins?
They're going to dominate. The Redskins never play well at the start of the season. Eagles are going to roll. Here's what's going to happen. Brandon Graham gets to the quarterback. Derek Barnett is special. He's going to knock Cousins on his duff. Eagles roll.
Is this what they do in Philly?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Man, that was disheartening, right?
Yeah. Just
Eagles.
Thank you very much, Danny. That's what we're talking about. I'll list my concerns with the Redskins offense.
Yeah, let's just talk.
And maybe somebody else could do it at 800.
Jeremy Macklin.
He doesn't even play for them anymore, idiot.
No, 800. Changed my mind. Just me and you this time.
Fine.
Me and you are going to carry this.
Not even giving up the number. Here's my concern. The outside receivers. We don't know.
Did he bounce?
I hope, but we don't know. I hope that Terrell Pryor does it. I was at one point optimistic. I am now the opposite of that. I am pessimistic about him. I would like Josh Doxson to make it through a week of practice. I'd like him to warm up pregame and not hurt anything and be able to play NFL football. And then I'd like to start talking about what he may or may not become. There are other things I'm concerned about that I'm worried about. They're going to try to run the ball and be ineffective and put them in bad down and distance and put themselves behind the eight ball, et cetera. But to me, the biggest thing, I think we're underrating the loss of A, McVay, but B, those two bookend receivers that we just got real comfortable with in terms of Jackson and Garcon.
I don't know how we'd be underrating it. We've been talking about it for months.
But there's we'll fill in. We've got Doxson and Pryor's here now.
Well, there was a lot of that initially.
There was some confidence.
Are Pryor and Doxson as good as Garcon and Jackson? How about no? That has been answered at this point. Now, there is potential by the end of the year, maybe those guys come on. And between Cousins' ability to get the ball out and Jay's ability to design passing game, I think there will be production from both of them before the end of the year. But in week one against Philly, comparing it to the end of last season against Philly, those Eagles DBs are going to be happy to see Terrell Pryor and Josh Doctson, who's a kid wide receiver who's got very little experience. Here's a question I've been, Christian, pondering a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Is Samaje Perine going to be active in week one? Now, follow me for a second here. Perine is clearly the number two running back on the depth chart, okay? However, Mac Brown can play special
teams. He plays teams.
Can cover on kickoffs. Could cover if you needed him to in a pinch on the outside as a gunner or something on a punt. Could work on the return team. Perine doesn't do any of that. He's not going to be up to get a lot of carries, I wouldn't think, in week one. You've got Chris Thompson on third down, Rob Kelly first and second. Could they activate Mac Brown over Samaje Perine? Now, if Perine is active, I believe that means he's actually going to play some.
Yeah.
So he could get, if he's active, I think he gets like five or six carries. If he's not active, it means Mac Brown probably won't get a carry, but will play special teams, and it's the Rob Kelly show. So that's something to keep an eye on.
I love Rob Kelly.
From a fantasy perspective, thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Very excited.
Just a little tip. If you've got Rob Kelly or like Perine on your fantasy team this year, when Perine's active, they're not going to activate him not to have him play. If they were going to burn a roster spot, they would burn it with a special teamer like Mac Brown. So that means it's the Rob Kelly show.
Makes sense.
Ooh, if there's no Samaje Perine, and that means Jay gets to make that sound.
Oh, man.
AD and Sterling did call in, and because he's coming to our listener draft
tonight, he's our guy.
And he's our buddy. We will put him on the air. AD, are you ready for tonight's draft?
I am ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. I've been doing daily, you know, the one-day fantasy the past 2 years, but it's good to kind of get back, do a year-long one, and I look forward to it. Again, I'm happy to be a part of it. But, yeah, I definitely had to call. I can't let just the Eagle fans just represent. I mean, it's kind of tough with the Cravens thing, but just to kind of get excited about this game and things that I'm not really worried about on this offense is just with Kirk Cousins. Again, the main parts of our offense is Crowder and Reed. They're healthy. Kirk Cousins is in his third year. That's what I feel good about. And those guys have very good games against the Eagles. What I'm worried about is our interior O-line. I mean, this Eagles D-line is scary.
Yeah,
and I don't know what or how we're going to protect that middle to give Kirk Cousins some time in his pocket, but that thing right there scares me.
That's why I'm dialing up some boots and I'm getting that pocket moving, buddy, because I see Timmy Jernigan and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and Vinnie Curry and even Derek Barnett, who I think is...
That kid is going to be a problem.
I agree.
Ooh.
He's going to be a player. That defensive front is going to beat this offensive front enough. I don't think their linebacking core is a strength from a pass rushing standpoint. You know, they have a traditional 4-3, so guys like Nigel Bradham, Jordan Hicks, Michael Kendricks, they go sideline to sideline, make tackles, try to cover tight ends, make some plays on the football and passing lanes. But if you want to talk blocking for Kirk Cousins, it's Jernigan taking on double teams, Fletcher Cox eating people's lunch, Brandon Scherff, you better have a better day than you had in the preseason.
Yeah, no kidding.
Graham, Curry, Barnett coming off the edges. I'm going boot. I'm setting up play action. I'm dumping the ball down on that little play they love to run to Ryan Grant for 4 yards. Vernon Davis for 7 and 8 yards at a time.
They're not great at screens, but I'm screening, man.
Screen them to death, because I agree. This is as good a defensive front as they're going to face next few weeks.
The thing I'm bullish about on this Redskins offense is when he's available, when he's healthy, when he's right, there aren't many like 86. They just don't make this very often. There are athletic tight ends that are sort of former basketball player models. This, to me, is a 2.0 Antonio Gates, someone that's quicker, that's got that much more wiggle, et cetera. Jordan Reed is so good. And there is no defensive coordinator in the NFL right now that goes, we have an answer for it.
Yeah.
What we can do is the best we can. But sometimes, like when you put a hand in Kobe Bryant's face, he still goes for 50. Sometimes he feels it. And sometimes he's going to make that behind him, one-hand catch, shake three defenders and get a first down on a 3rd and 12 when he caught the pass 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Sometimes he's just better than you. That's the thing I'm excited about. And that's the outlet. Other things change that we sort of, you know, we talk about schemes and dialing things up and what's smart and what's savvy. Every once in a while, you just go, the best playmaker on the field for either team at any time wears the Redskins uniform, and that's Jordan Reed. That's what I'm bullish about.
Guy, Aaron Donald's still holding out.
Yeah.
Is there a chance the Redskins won't have to deal with him next week? I mean, it's going to be our luck. He's going to come back the Monday after week
and, like,
one.
Be invigorated and so
and
fresh.
And he'll play the game of his life.
Then decide that he hates the Redskins for some reason.
Do you know what a coup that would be if they didn't have to deal with Aaron Donald in week two?
It would be so delightful. Aaron, take your time. On your terms, buddy.
We talk about these schedules all the time, like they're gospel, and people go win-loss. What matters is when you play teams and who's in and who's out at that time. The Rams without Aaron Donald, very different defensive than the Rams with Aaron
Are the Rams
Donald.
Better with Aaron Donald, do you think?
Grant and Danny on the fan. We could squeeze in a couple of your calls. Funny. Double play next as well. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. You're listening to the fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.